Three, two, one.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. It's good to be with you again on the second Sunday of Epiphany. Epiphany is a further revealing of who Jesus Christ is. As I said last week, the global church came up with this celebration to disciple people, highlighting two very important things. First, that Jesus is the King of Kings, God of all creation, whom the wise men following the star came to worship. In fact, the scripture tells us that apart from him, nothing was created. The second important thing was how the whole world was included in his radical welcome of salvation for all. In our scripture reading today, we see Jesus's first miracle of turning the water into wine. This, in a humble, serving way, announced his power and authority above all creation, and that his coming was to bring life and blessing for all. Did you catch it? The wine he made from water was the best for the last. We are still pointing everyone to follow the light of the star to the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Now, on our church's website is written our church's, what I believe is the purpose statement. It doesn't say that, but I think that's what it is. And it seems to reflect these things of Epiphany very well. Here's a slide of that, of what's on our website. It says that Grandview Church is a community of people who receive and extend the radical welcome of God in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit for the transformation of ourselves and our neighborhood. So let's take the next small step in considering the responses we got from our assessment tool that we did back in December. Again, a reminder that we will be breaking into smaller groups. Just know that it will be about 10 minutes of group time. Then we'll all come back and celebrate communion together. Now, there's way more content in these slides than we can fully show, but I'm inviting all of the congregation to a meeting on Zoom, hopefully next Sunday evening, the 23rd at 6:30 p.m., to go over the fuller version of the responses. And so today we're looking at the five sections that we're looking at, the second section, which is called personal assessment, things that are in your heart to bring forward, your own words as a church. So let's look at these slides. I'm going to go through them rather quickly because I'm just kind of hitting the highlights. But you'll kind of understand as we go, we'll hopefully expand and have some time for some questions in the next piece. But first of all, what does our church exist to do is the first slide that you responded to. And there's a number of comments there: to be a witness to Christ and his kingdom in the world, invite, welcome, and disciple people for the transformation of our neighborhood and world, invite, welcome, and disciple people into relationship with God and teach others, to serve the community in each and each other, bringing care, social justice, etc., be a faithful community that supports us on our life and spiritual journey, to be a community, to be a place of worship and a reflection. Here's our consultant put many different things together, and this is how it came out. You can see the numbers behind it, how the more important ones came to the surface of what people shared of their hearts, of what this church exists to do. Hopefully that brings some resonance with you, but maybe there's other things in your heart as well. The next slide tells us about the most important challenges that we've walked through in this last while, the most important challenges before us as a church. So the first one there, the most recorded, is to regain a sense of identity and vision, burnout and exhaustion. I've heard lots of people talk about that. Theological wrestles that, you know, we have a large table and we hold a lot of things in tension. But as things around us change, those tensions need to be readdressed. To grieve the process and broken relationships and divisions that happen in our church. Pastoral and council leadership, loss of hope, discouragement, recovering from COVID, declining attendance, broken trust in God and each other. Healthy organizational structure and systems. These are some of the most important challenges that you've identified, those of you that were able to fill out the assessment tool that we did. Again, we'll spend more time at another date, I hope. Now, the three greatest strengths, though, that you highlighted, and these are always in the next three slides will be the same kind of format. There'll be an identification of what people put as their first choice, second choice, and third choice in order of what they felt was important. And our consultant tried to put them together in a way and that popped out. But I'm not going to take time to go over one, two, and three in each of the next slides. I'm just going to focus in on the summary at the bottom there. The three greatest things that we seem to put forward for us is that there's an authentic community. And I have to be honest with you, my time here, I've seen that heart and that desire to just be honest and real with each other and be okay to come as you are, broken and wrestling with faith and things like that. The intellectual integrity and honesty of working some of these pieces out. I've been told processes that you've been through, and that seems to be a highlight and a highlighted thing by many here. A welcoming and inclusive, that's a big word, inclusive. That's wonderful. And it seems to be something that you really hold to as a strength here. And a thoughtful heart for worship. The amount of work we put in, the amount of volunteers and heart that people have put in the past and whatnot, from what I've understood, is really, really a powerful piece. The next one is our three greatest weaknesses in order of what we've put. And there again, there's three areas of the first, second, third of importance, but the same ones will show up lots and we'll come down to these. And these are a little tougher to look at, a little tougher. So the bottom square there is that people fail because of boundaries. I think a lot of you look back to the last 3 and 4 years of things that have popped up in our church of people stumbling and falling. They come down to boundaries not being able to be set and not being able to be held within. And that talks about something deeper that's going on that we identified as some of our weaknesses, that our ministries are unsustainable, not that they're not good, but that I've already seen two of our extended ministries need to be set aside because the volunteers aren't there and the ability to fill those things just isn't there. And that's just a part of what we're looking at. The lack of sufficient theological definition. Again, this isn't just one thought on this. This is a wide array of different issues and different things that all kind of came together under this heading of sufficient theological definitions that things have changed. Where we held things in tension, they've changed. And how do we address those things? There's need and desire of some to address those. And of course, the fourth one is inadequate. And I chose that word, inadequate structures and systems, meaning that the structures and systems, some of the structures and systems we have, we don't have an adequate ability to use them or to fill them. Again, declining numbers and declining people volunteering because of their own wounding or boundaries or being at the end of themselves, or there are lots of ors. People are still leaning in, but feeling a hold back. And so our structures and systems that were set up for a much larger situation are needing to be looked at. These are the top four that we've identified so far. The next one is three changes in order of importance that people feel. And those three changes, again, there's the three things there, but there's four statements at the bottom there. First of all, one of the three changes that kind of raised at the top there was being centered on Jesus and biblical formation. Now changes, that's not saying that we weren't before and that now we need to be, but that there's enough comments that came forward along this line that people are wondering, and are we there? And you know, with leadership that's gone and resigned, like who's holding some of those pieces? How's that going? And where are we on different topics? Again, holding so many different things in tension makes it welcoming for people, but it also doesn't make it satisfying on either end of those tensions. So centered on Jesus and biblical formation is something we need to look further into. Sustainable practices, we've kind of hit that one already, that some of the things we do maybe aren't as sustainable in the size and the place we are with COVID and different pieces. Clear governance, this doesn't mean our governance isn't good. It just means that there's a lot of ambiguity that people are feeling with our council, with our deacons, with our pastoral staff, our different structures of governance that we have. How do we go about this? And I've noticed too, it's kind of a little bit of a wider circle that needs to be identified and defined better. We need to do some work here. And last but not least here, as a top four that came forward, is an affirming position, where we are on the whole affirming conversation as a fellowship. Some of you say, why aren't we further down this road? Why are we still here? And others of you might be saying, I'm still nervous about going too far. You know, what can we do? And so it's identifying the reality that this is something that is important to us to consider and to walk through. Again, all of these things aren't something that I in transition, we're going to get these and nail these down and it's going to be done. These are things that are going to continue to grow in us. So this is just a quick go through of what the second piece of what people's putting their hearts forward. And we want to talk a little bit about some of those things personally with you as a congregation. Now we want to break you into small groups. And so the next slide just again reminds us of what our statement on our website and whatnot said, that Grandview Church is a community of people who receive and extend the radical welcome of God in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit for the transformation of ourselves and our neighborhood. So as we break into small groups, I'm going to give you two questions. You can pop those up, Octavio. Pop those up, and Joy will be giving you instructions how to break into groups. And she's already given some instruction that way, and she's ready to go with that. But here's the two questions for you to just consider. And it goes back to the first two slides we looked at. How has being part of Grandview Church affected your life? And children, here's a question that Melanie put forward. What is your strongest memory of our church? The thing you remember most? And then the second question, what do you think are Grandview's most important challenges? Now you saw what other people wrote there, and I don't want to refer to those now. I want you to put fresh things forward because now we're in that new year. And children, what is something that is hard for people in our church that you notice? So break out in the sessions. Octavio will throw the questions through you so that in the notes and whatnot so that you can keep the conversation going. So we'll see you back in 10 minutes. Okay, and then I've got my last piece to finish. Tell me when to go. Well, welcome back. I hope that was very helpful for you and maybe fun getting to know some people you didn't know as well and what they're thinking, because we have so many of you are in different places, and it's good to have conversation together so that we can find out where our hearts are together as we move forward in this liminal transition time. So welcome back. So first of all, if you've got some of those questions, please send them. Or the answers, if you could send them to me, that'd be wonderful. So I can have a copy of what you discussed and what came forward. But just in closing, I just want to remind you that Jesus once said, I will build my church and the powers of hell will not conquer it. After going through something like this, it's hard and kind of a mirror picture you don't want to really see. It might be hard. You might feel a little discouraged. And I want you to know that Jesus said, no, I will build my church even through these hard things. And don't miss out. Don't miss out on what our scripture reading said today. Don't miss out on that little detail that it was at the end of the wedding celebration where the steward was amazed and said, but you've kept the best until now. God's not finished with us. And if we'll put our trust in him, he will take us through. God bless you. And now we'll do communion.